This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In this mad, crazy, mixed up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Because you are grumpy, grizzly bear.
Good evening, Grumpsters. Yes, it's 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night, so all of you know what that means. It's time for your weekly ride through Grumble Town with the exquisitely grumpy gaze. I'm Helen, and once again, on week, six of our trial separation, my erstwhile hubby, Mr. Grey, aka Matt, has deigned to co-join with me via the interminet for this week's Grumpy Bumpy episode. So how goes it, Matt?
Week eight? I don't know. It feels like forever, doesn't it? But I got to say, we finally figured out our sound quality. What was it? Week 13, I think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not great technicians. But you know what? We're getting there. And now we're coming to you in very good, high quality.
We are.
But let's face it. I mean, is it a trial separation after that amount of time? Let's call it for what it is, really. It's out and out divorce. We are estranged.
You believe we're estranged? Well, I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm like a backpacker in Nimbin working on a medical marijuana farm. It's just, my life's just wonderful at the moment.
Oh, how so? I thought the whole idea of this lockdown thing was that life was becoming a bit boring.
Oh, not at all. I have more than enough to do with my time in ISO, Mr. Grey. But what's happening in your little corner of this wonderful world in which we live?
Oh, well, God, Helen, I over here at Bunker Grey, Gay Epicenter, Melbourne, COVID-19, I'm up to pussies, quite frankly.
I wish I was, but anyway.
It's a turn of phrase, Helen. Don't get excited. Look, I told you a couple of weeks ago that I had this project, you know, going on. I started to tackle the dust on my TV this week, but I had to give up on that little project because the little man from Airtasker never showed up. So alas, it's still there.
Still there. I think you should be using the dust on the top of your television set productively, Matt, and start penning me some prose by way of apology for our estrangement.
Yes, well, you know, I'm a little spent after the radiothon, so I'm going to have to leave it there for another week. Anywho, coming up on tonight's show.
Well, tonight we have, of course, Mad World. And I'd like to say Joe Buck scores a touchdown.
We've also got room 666. Tonight's entry is cliches and sound bites.
It is. And then a new segment that was introduced a couple of weeks ago, fly-by-night tours, or aka crooks tours. And I'd like to just put out a warning, beware the handsome stranger.
Oh, sounds intriguing. And guess what?
What?
You know what we're going to feature tonight? It's Eejit of the Week.
No.
And it's about a vegan jogger.
It's not. Don't get too excited, Grumsters. It's going to be a huge letdown. But
well, you know, it's a running joke, as you know. Boom, boom. Anyway, and we've also potentially, I think the AGM said that he was floating around somewhere. He may phone in, he may not. I've got no idea.
Well, after last week's efforts, he may be looking for a kitty litter tray to spend some time in. And of course, we've got our Grumpy Game music theme of the weeks, the Grumps. We're getting back to our roots, our grumpy gay roots, that is, figuratively, not literally, as you and I are actually good corporate citizens and we are in self-isolation, with gay anthems of the 70s and 80s when Mr. Grey had hair and Mrs. Grey had a waist. And of course, who else would we kick off tonight's show with but none other than Victor Willis, the police officer, Felipe Rose, an Indian chief, Alex Brilli, a soldier, David Hodo, hard hat construction worker, Randy Jones, the cowboy, and Glenn Hughes, the leather biker man. So who do you reckon that might be, Matt?
I don't know, a dinner party at Christopher Pine's place?
Yeah, boom, boom. That's right, Grumpsters. Give me a Y.
Why?
M.
M.
C.
C.
A.
Ugh.
Yourself off the ground, I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy, young man, there's a place you can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will.
It's fun!
Welcome back, Grumpsters. You're with the Grumpy Gays on Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night. And here's a little tidbit for you, Mr. Gray. The lead singer, Victor Willis, is not actually gay. In the group's heyday, Willis was married to none other than Felicia Ayers Allen, who later starred as none other than Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
Wow, well, there's a weird connection. Somebody should tell her that she's got two problematic husbands there, in real life and on screen. Because somebody needs to tell her husband's gay. You know what I mean?
And let's not say anything about the on-screen husband.
Well, no, yeah, better left unsaid that. But, you know, like, at least she wasn't married to the cowboy Randy Jones, because that's just way too obvious. Come on.
Who was your favourite?
Oh, I don't know. They're a bit before my time. I'm too
young. Oh, get out. Oh, you make me laugh, Mr. Gray.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties.
So, Mr. Gray, I realise when I say the name Joe Buck to you, it no doubt takes you back to some fond memory of Grand Canaria and some impressive individual who had won Mr. Big Legs Bratislava in 1989, and he was up for a ride or two. However, this is not the Joe Buck to which I refer.
Well, he sounds like one of the village people.
For the unwashed grumpsters who aren't frequent flyers at Bunnings, don't own a tool belt or drive a ute or shave one's legs, Joe Buck is as unfamiliar as the words excuse me and pardon are to millennials. So let me introduce you to Joe Buck.
Hannah steps into it, passes, caught, digs, sideline, touchdown, unbelievable!
So Joe Buck, as you're aware, is a very famous sports commentator in the good old US of A, particularly well known for his commentary on big sports activities like Major League Baseball and the National Football League, or Gridiron. Nothing that you're familiar with,
yeah,
Mr. Gray.
Here you go again, talking to me about sport.
Exactly. So according to Fox Sports, the lovely Mr. Buck, and let's face it, he has a name just made for porn. I'm sure you've watched a few with a Joe Buck in, Mr. Gray.
Yes.
Joe was recently made a lucrative offer by I'm Live to provide live play-by-play commentary for cam shows for $1 million, which equates to $1.6 million Australian dollars.
Wow.
So the terms of the offer were, let's say, hardcore. Requiring Mr. Buck to commit to commentating 25 live cam shows per week for 6 weeks. That equates to 150 live shows over a 6 week period. Even in ISO, Matt, I would challenge you to get through that much porn and still hold down a full-time job.
I think I've already done it.
But despair not, sports fans. Whilst Mr. Buck, Joe Buck, may have not wanted in on I'm Live's pitch, the site is extending the magnanimous opportunity to other on-air sports talents. And I quote, "The site is also accepting applications from other national and local sports commentators." So, Mr. Gray, I've decided. The Grumps are putting in a pitch to iLive this week to become its latest commentators. I'm thinking our showreel can go a little something like this. The two women are sitting on the lounge. One seductively licks her lips whilst fiddling with the top button of her flannelette cat hair covered pyjama top. She leans over to the other woman and whispers, "It's 8:30, Doris. Time for bed. Don't forget to brush your teeth and tinkle, or you know you'll be up during the night, and I don't want you to wake me up with your bloody Woolworths bladder."
For $1 million, I'd actually watch that. Oh, dear. So why exactly would you need a commentary for these live shows?
Well, I think it's they're being inclusionary. Is that a word? Inclusive.
Okay,
sorry.
Yes.
They're being inclusive. So this, no doubt, is for perhaps the vision impaired.
Oh, okay.
Because even the vision impaired likes a good bit of rumpy pumpy on the screen.
Okay, so the old warning that your parents used to give you, stop it or you'll go blind, isn't really a threat anymore. You could go blind and still be involved in it.
It would just not with Joe Buck, apparently.
No. And why sports commentators? That's a bit weird. I know in these difficult times we all should be diversifying, but do they have something special that other people don't? Like, I'm thinking, you know, why wouldn't you have Joanna Lumley seductively coming on and giving you a commentary? I mean, she does the sat nav in the UK. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know. Look, good on him, though. I did actually look up the link that you sent me. I love this quote of his. Depending on the site, they could just be handing some of my money back to me.
Well, we know what sites they'd be handing your money back to you from, don't we?
I would retire tomorrow if I got all the money back that I've spent on that sort of stuff. But I tell you what, that's quite an admission coming from him, because he's quite a high-profile person in the States. So he seems quite a bit of a legend, actually.
He does.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole idea of having one's sex life commentated on just terrifies me, though. Look, I mean, I wonder if these performers have any choice in who their commentator is. I mean, if it was me, knowing my luck, I'd get somebody like Judith Lucy. Not only would it be totally deadpan and disinterested, but she'd be cracking jokes about how hopeless my technique is the whole way through. You know, although these days, to be fair, knowing me, in isolation and everything, I'd need a bloody horse race commentator just to fit it in. And they're off. Mr. Gray's going down the... And they're finished.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, okay. The quickest $1 million that person's ever earned, I can tell you.
Well, Mr. Gray, what do we say?
It's a mad, 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 mad world. Stick around, you're listening to The Grumpy Gaze. Coming up after this, we have Room 666. Before that, though, another absolute classic from the 80s. This is Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Relax.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna suck it, you rest. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.